As a roving cultural sociologist, I'm trained for acute observational situations, some not for the squeamish. Recently, I've been traveling, plenty of airport time. Over the past week, I've tuned into public cell phone etiquette in a deep way. In a nutshell, there is no etiquette. Down on the South End, folks have a cell phone, but it hasn't been surgically implanted yet. For the frequent flyer, it has. I used to be annoyed when perfect strangers stood next to me and shouted into their wireless devices. Nowadays, I enjoy eavesdropping and, well, even making commentary. Better they move off, not me. A lot of the boys like to chat while in the bathroom, empty a bladder, and catch up on the office goings-on. I suspect a lot of business is conducted with an open zipper. This may actually be what experts call multitasking. I hate to think, and I'll spare you as well, what goes on behind stall doors, but it might go a long way toward explaining the economic turndown. Stewardesses now have to demand certain passengers turn off their phones. Apparently, they think it's not only an obligation to use their cell, it's a constitutional right. Mark my words, you'll see an upsurge in air marshals wrestling iPhones from furious passengers soon. To be disconnected for the length of a runway takeoff is tantamount to ripping IV trips from the terminally ill. Medical terminology is woefully behind, but cellular anxiety is real, and it's epidemic. On landing, every hand goes to a purse or a pocket. That first phone call is better than a 12 a.m. shot of Jack Daniels for an alcoholic. It's as if the entire airplane had breathed a collective sigh of relief now that 4G withdrawal is finally over. They're fully connected once more. The nightmare is finally done. Hi, we're sitting at the terminal. The world welcomes them back from the void. All is well, all is right again. They'll need to confirm this many times, but the healing process is at their ear. Speed dialing for health. The hive is buzzing happily.